Good morning, everybody. It is May 25th, 2021. My name's Larry Jacobs. This is Pre-K-12 Education Talk Radio. Thanks for being with us today. We have a higher ed show today, but it has a lot to do with K-12 because we want public school educators to understand where their students are going to go for higher education. And for those students that you might have who learn a bit differently, be they students with ADHD, dyslexia, autism, or whatever, okay, there's a great place for them. And it's actually in a great place, Putney, Vermont, and it's called Landmark College. And we're very honored to have the president of that college with us today, Peter Eden, and he will be with us in just a minute. I just want to say that we're going to archive this show at ace-ed.org. We are the voice of the American Consortium for Equity in Education over at ace-ed.org. Our magazine is over there. It's excellent. Online journal, new issue will be up there this week, all right, called Equity in Access. All our podcasts are over there. Lots of other information as well, so please go over and enjoy. Everything we do is free to all educators at ace-ed.org. Peter, are you there?
I'm here, Larry. Thank you for having me on the show.
Are you kidding me? It's a pleasure. It's been too long since you've been on the show. We do a lot of shows with Landmark. Excuse me, it's my asthma, okay? But we don't have you on enough, so it's great to hear your voice again, Peter. Hold on one second.
Sure thing.
Oh, I am sorry. I have this asthma, and it just makes me crazy in the morning, and sometimes I forget to take that little inhaler thing. All right, so bear with me for a few minutes. You folks have had a pretty good year, considering it's been a COVID year at Landmark. I want you to tell us about Landmark, and by the way, it's a beautiful campus. Vermont's a beautiful state. This is a beautiful park right above Brattleboro and Putney in southeastern Vermont. Tell us how your year has been, Peter, in terms of Landmark. What's going on?
Thank you, Larry. Yeah, it is a very, very nice campus and a lovely area of Vermont as well, and still close to Boston and New York, yet beautiful and rural. Very difficult year for everyone in higher education. Talk about trying to catch the falling knives of the pandemic. Many restrictions, many guidelines, and very challenging way to navigate this environment. But 1 year ago, Larry, we at Landmark College, most colleges, we didn't know what to expect. And we just knew that we had to provide an education for these students. As you mentioned, Landmark College only enrolls college-capable students with some learning difference, dyslexia, ADHD, autism, executive function challenges.
I love the way you just said that. I love the way you just said that. Thank you. College-able kids. Yeah, they're great kids.
Yeah, hey, they may not be college-ready. We know that. And that's they may not be college ready, and we're aware of that, but they're college capable.
Exactly.
And what we did
thank you very much for saying it that way. well put. Okay, I love that. Continue, please.
Maybe true of all first year college students, LD or no LD, but
yeah, exactly,
we know this
right.
Coming.
Thank you.
Yep, we
thank
know
you.
This, and they're here for a reason. They're here because they know they're smart, but they need small class sizes. They need a dedicated advisor. They need to be. Larry, they need to not be in a program. They're tired of being in a program, especially when they come to Landmark College. We're pretty much the only one. We only enroll these students, and they no longer feel like they're in a program. And all the other students are cool, college capable. They have a learning difference, and you know what? It wafts right away because all of the instructors know that, and. They're pretty much liberated from this and from any stigma associated with LD, and they just get to be college students and eventually succeed through some more hard work. It was not easy this year, Larry. We of course, had to incorporate masking, distancing, very careful engineering of the learning environments to de-risk it with coronavirus. We did a lot of testing, a lot of travel restrictions. The state of Vermont really dictated what we could do. Bottom line is that we did extremely well, very low rates of positive cases.
Yeah.
And when we had positive cases, we did quarantining, and the students were wonderful.
Did they get it? Did that, you know, and I have relatives, young kids, okay, who went off to school, and a couple of them got tossed out of school, okay, for creating some problems, shall we say. They were thrown off campus, that sort of thing.
Yeah.
Typical college kid stuff, all right? And although my nephew is a great kid, you know, they kind of misunderstood what was really going on there with COVID. And just in general, okay, did the kids understand – your students understand the need for all this? I mean, it is restrictive. College is supposed to be fun, blah, blah, blah. Just talk about that aspect of it, socially, et cetera. And I'll say it this way, because, you know, Putney, and you know I think this campus is beautiful. It's in a great place, okay? It is, you know, Brattleboro is a wonderful town, but Putney is a little bit a remote, rural, beautiful campus. So just talk about how the kids did socially and all that sort of thing.
Oh, okay. Great question, Larry. I remember when I was a professor, I used to taught some courses. They were microbiology-based, and some of them involved information on viruses and bacteria. And I remember one theme in one of my classes was always the fact that young people can feel invincible. Like, oh, I'm not going to get infected.
Exactly.
And, oh, that won't happen to me because they don't have the life experience. So I always remember that, Larry, of when I used to teach that microbiology course, and the fact that young people don't take precautions because they feel like it won't happen to them because they haven't had the lived experience yet like older people have, and they realize that this stuff can actually happen. When you mentioned doing all the college stuff that can lead to transmission, my colleagues at other larger institutions that have a Greek system or they have hardcore athletics, when they have these things which naturally bring humans together in close, they're more at risk. Landmark, we're a full-blown college. We have athletics, and we don't have a Greek system. We have all that stuff, but we're smaller. We didn't have those risk factors necessarily. Do I dare generalize about our students? They are college students, so they operate like college students. But I would say, Larry, honestly, at this place, they know that they're at Landmark College. It's a premium institution, and it's usually because they've tried another place that promised them support and didn't work out. They know that they don't want to mess it up here. They don't want to mess it up here, and they seem to be a little more inclined to follow the guidelines, and so they were wonderful. That said, Larry, I don't know if I could have made it through college this year.
Exactly.
I mean, it was not easy. Tough. One other thing I have to point out, too, is a lot of our students, you know, they're challenged, learning challenges, but they find the right environment, and then they succeed, like Landmark College. Some of them need to generate skills in the social areas, and that's where these restrictions really were problematic for us.
Because
we want students to gather. We need for them to build these strategies and skills in interpersonal ways. And that, of course, affected it. We still had clubs. We still had students get together. A lot of it was online. But that was one thing we missed here, and we're eager to get back to it in the fall.
And indeed you will. Okay, you said something that struck me a few minutes ago. You said that a lot of the kids went to other schools. Okay, I'll give you Penn State or whatever, or University of Vermont, UVM. Okay, they went to other schools, and those schools did not have the support they needed. And so they came to Landmark. And I found that very interesting. I always thought that more of your kids came to Landmark first and then went on to other schools. So put yourself kind of in the middle. Put Landmark in the middle of that. Are most of the kids going to other schools first and then realizing they need a school like Landmark? And then what happens to them once they go through Landmark? Are they going on to other schools? Because you folks do a great job, and I mean this sincerely, of preparing these kids who you say sometimes might be a little socially awkward. Okay?
Sure.
You prepare them so well. Okay, for either the workplace or a future college experience. So put yourself, give me the rundown, okay, of where Landmark is on that little spectrum.
I would love to. And you're the master of asking three questions in one. I love it.
Exactly. That was pretty good, wasn't it? I have to congratulate myself on that, Peter.
It was very good.
Yeah.
Hey, Larry, half of them are transfer students. That means they went to another college university. Half of them. And it's really, if you think of it, it's not surprising because
it's not.
They they probably wanted to go to the larger, more traditional institution where their friends went. And they probably, many of them had some, you know, supports growing up and thought that they were ready for, you know, less of a structured environment when they went to college. Of course, that's the complete opposite is true. And they try another place. The places very rarely have enough support for the students. And along with the other distractions of college life, oftentimes it's a disappointing result. Then they turn to landmark college.
Yeah.
So about half of them do that. Now, you also made a great point, Larry, is this place has always been sort of a transitional college. It sure was when I got here about 10 years ago. It was really a transitional place, and that was not a strong business model. It couldn't last forever. So we immediately became a baccalaureate college, as well as having summer programs, bridge, you know, like a one-year bridge, associate degrees and bachelor's degrees. We have many, many on-ramps and off-ramps for lots of reasons for our families. And students who come here and don't stay for a degree, they'll go on to any college and university. You name it. You mentioned UVM and Penn State, done. Ivy League,
exactly.
Done. Community college, done. And they do better than the national average for any college student, let alone LD. Why? Because they got here. They got some confidence. They got some college credits. They found some strategies on how they learn. And
it's all because
of our personalized model.
Yeah, because you folks know what you're doing at Landmark. Okay, and I hope we've gotten that point across on all these podcasts. I mean, you do get the job done for kids. And by the way, I have to go back. I wrote this down before you said something that was great. You know, we always talk about kids with ADHD, dyslexia, whatever, special education. And that's a nice term, but it's always, it's a separate term, so to speak. It's a, I hate to say it this way, but it's kind of, it builds an inherent bias if you say that. And the fact that you said, okay, these kids, they're no longer in a separate group, okay? It's their group. Okay, they're not, quote, if I may, special anymore. They are special, you know what I mean. But not in terms of special. This is their community. Okay, they're going to thrive with people just like them, so to speak. And there's not much difference except they learn differently. Okay, but it did separate, okay, in K-12. Okay, and now it's time to move on to the big world. All right, and that's why you guys just do such a great job, and I just love the way you said that. Okay, and I want you to talk about something you just said about on-ramps. You're going to love the segue. You folks opened, okay, the Landmark College Success Center in the Bay Area. Now, of course, my joke would be, is that Manila Bay, Montego Bay, Narragansett Bay, okay, the Bay of Biscayne, it's San Francisco Bay, obviously. All right.
We're starting with that Bay Area
Hudson's Bay, you know, kids are going north to the Arctic. All right. But so it's the Bay Area, all right. So the Landmark College Success Center, and put that in with that whole idea, I love that, of on-ramps. Okay, go ahead. You're on, Peter.
It should. All of our marketing should say Bay Area, CA. If not, I'll look into that. We have always known, Larry, since the beginning of this college, that there needed to be a landmark college, something on the West Coast. The place, like most places in the U.S., is bereft of really good choices at the higher education level for smart students who are neurodiverse. That's the bottom line. We also have a lot of families and students coming from the California area. And over time, over the last 10, 20 years, parents become less willing to let their student, you know, go 3,000 miles away to a rural New England campus. They want to keep them home. Parenting has changed. And we knew then that we had to start something in that area. Well, 7 or 8 years ago, Landmark College started our online programming, and we provide college courses to high school and transition year students. We've been doing that for years. So we really just put the two together, Larry. What we said was, you know what, we have to have a micro-campus on the West Coast. We chose San Francisco for lots of reasons, just to start. And we said, well, you know what? We have this growing online program. This is pre-COVID, Larry.
Yeah.
We have this growing online program. Why don't we sort of put those two together and put a little success center in the Bay Area it'll support some of the students in that area who are taking our dual enrollment college courses if they choose to. You know, we can support them face-to-face or online programming. And there might be a lot of other students from high school, GAP, and even college or even post-college who might want some of Landmark College's services if they could go there in person. So we just said we got to start somewhere. We can't just pop up a campus. Let's start small with a small success center to support our online programs, to support people face-to-face, whether they're our students or not. And we are now in that stage of developing it, and I hope in 5 years it turns into a small college, Larry, that is probably going to be unlike Landmark College in Vermont. It probably will have a lot of online programming, hybrid programming. Maybe, Larry, this place, maybe the Success Center, we find out, parents and students who have graduated from college who are neurodivergent and having trouble getting or keeping a job, maybe they'll want some of our services to gain some skills and strategies. We're not sure yet. The bottom line is, if we want to be on the West Coast, we need to plant there and put some people there, not just fly in for 3 days at a time to meet with guidance counselors. So we are establishing this micro-campus there.
And what does it physically look like? Is it an office building or is it a little, I don't know. I'm just curious.
Right now, we knew that we wanted to partner with a secondary school, because we already partner with them all the time, and it had to be an LG-based secondary school. So it turns out that Compass High School in San Mateo, the headmaster of the school, Doug, is an alumnus of Landmark College. The board of trustees chair of Compass High School, Gene, is married to a Landmark College trustee. It was obvious, and San Mateo is a good, you know, on the peninsula. We would love to be in Marin County, too, but we're starting on the peninsula. They said, why don't you just rent some space from Compass School? We're right off of the commuter line. And we figured that's the best place to start. Now, Larry, we don't know what's going to happen with the Success Center. This, in that particular area, it could serve a certain unmet need. But then if we pop one up in San Francisco or Marin County, it could be a slightly different need. If we pop one up in southwest U.S. or New York City, it could have a different need altogether.
Yeah.
I like the idea of being agile and serving families and students in different locations through online and face-to-face programming. That's the college of the future, Larry, is being able to get to where the people are.
I agree. And also, Peter, I love the idea, as you were talking, it just dawned on me, you know, like as you said, there are so many students, okay, who are enrolled in college who have some sort of neurodiversity, all right? They need some help with something, but they're not getting it from where they are. And the success, if I may, a Landmark Success Center, okay, can make all the difference in the world for them, okay, as well. Just all of a sudden dawned on me like that. You know, there's so many ways you can go with this. I think it's just great. All right, I really do. So is it open and operating now? Can people in Bay Area actually visit or something?
Not quite yet.
Whatever it is.
We have had a regional director based there for almost a year, and now we're in a search for a learning specialist to staff the Success Center.
Cool.
And we're in a search looking for the right person. And while we're doing that, we're filling out all of the California business regulations, all of the paperwork.
Good luck. There's no bureaucracy in California. That should be simple.
I don't want to disparage my friends in California, but let's just say that it is robust and replete with many steps.
Yes, it is. It is. Okay. If you can get a job as the guy who creates forms of bureaucracy, literally paper forms in California, that's a job that will last you forever. Okay.
I don't know. I grew up in Massachusetts, so maybe I'm primed for this kind of thing.
It's worse out there. You know, it's just hysterical what's going on out there. Yeah. What do you see? Okay, now that we've been through the pandemic, and again, you guys did not have a bad year. All right. So, and we had all the online stuff. Okay, everybody had to deal with that. All right. So now, what was, and all of a sudden, everything sort of changed. We saw we could do stuff we maybe didn't think we could do before, and all of a sudden we learned we could. This is at a higher ed level, okay? What do you see for next year and beyond in terms of what we've learned from the pandemic, Peter?
Mm-hmm. Well, I think a couple things, Larry, is that Let's keep it focused on the students. And we learned a lot, of course, we all have in terms of employment. I mean, the industries have changed, right? And now they've had a year-plus experiment as to whether they can keep the train running when people are not in their office in Manhattan or anywhere.
Exactly.
And that's been a huge shift. It has affected higher ed as well. But for students, we already recognized 8 or 9 years ago that our students, I don't care if they have LD, they're going to want to have choices, Larry. Just like any college student, they might want to take calculus online on Thursdays and then go to the face-to-face section on Tuesdays.
That's
just
right.
the way it is.
And
I remember telling people, you know, years ago, it's like, listen, this is nothing fancy. This is de rigueur in higher ed. We just have to be there. And by the way, do we really want our students, with neurodiverse students, when they're off on their summer internship or study away, do we really want them taking a class at another place that may not understand their learning style? They should
That's
take
right.
it from us, even if it's online. So here's the deal: is that we, you know, we were already ahead of the game with our online programming, and you know, it is. One of the reasons why the Landmark College, we call it LC Online, that's our brand, and we have a broad breadth of courses and programs, et cetera, and we even have a College Start, which is year one of college online. I'll talk about that next if you want me to. But here's the story, is that we know that students with LD sometimes, especially executive function, they're not good at online courses. This is like people think it's antithetical, and we say, no. Online courses are almost inevitable. And if your kid is going to have to take an online course or chooses to, it needs to be engineered a certain way. We're not saying that people with LD are strong with online courses. As a matter of fact, they're probably more challenged. That's why we are creating a different type of online course that's engineered differently. And that's why we did it in this space. Now, Larry, there are students who are going to say, no, I want the face-to-face residential program. And that's why we have our flagship campus here in Vermont. But there are, for every student there, there are probably 99 others who want a year, or they want something from Landmark College where they are. And it's better than taking a random course from one of the big online players or risking it at the local community college. That's really the, in a nutshell, that's the business model, is they need us, but they cannot all afford to or choose to go to rural Vermont for the residential program.
Right, and it's so important what you do, and you recognize this, and this is why, as far as I'm concerned, you folks stand out like you can't believe. Mm-hmm. You just mentioned to talk about College Start.
Yeah, College Start is it's a natural sort of evolution, not a revolution, it's an evolution. We've been running the dual enrollment courses, college courses for high school, junior, seniors, and gap year students. We've been running that for, 8 years now, which is wonderful. Now, a lot of these students and families, when they're looking at moving out of high school and into college, a lot of them are like, not ready to jump into the deep end yet. So they choose to take a transition year, which can be called year 13 of high school. But a lot of the parents and students don't want year 13 of high school. They want college that has the risks managed. And a lot of them don't really want to fly across the country for year one of college. So they're looking for a solution. Now, there are lots of year one alternatives and online alternatives, but nothing really engineered for neurodivergent kids with LD. So we are creating and we're launching this fall College Start, which is our first year program online. And that will be a really good entry, a very safe entry into college for some students and families. Now, the difference, Larry, is this is a cohort model. We'll have a group of students. They're going to have a virtual, I don't like that term, but online residence hall. They'll have a resident dean. They're going to have the social skills supports programs if they need that. They'll have academic support. They will be able to electronically brush shoulders with our students on campus as well. And we hope it's more than just – it's not a collection of courses. It is a full experience, and that's what we're going to do. And I'm not sure how many students we'll have for fall, but it's a necessary, important step for us to be able to offer an alternative to our first year for all those families who are unwilling or unable to come to Putney. And we know, Larry – we will pull them through because eventually we'll start to offer, we will offer like a January, you know, low residency, come here, go snowboarding, you know, take a course.
Yeah.
Maybe we'll have the students come in the spring for 3 weeks. We'll find a way for them to come here in bite-sized pieces to demystify college campuses. And then I would imagine we'll pull through a number of them to our Putney campus after this first College Start experience.
You know what you folks are doing, and you're so good at this, Peter. I got to tell you, I always say this. You know, you are a, if I may, please take this as the compliment. I attended a big fish in a little pond. All right? You really are. You take this niche need of college for students with learning disabilities, or regular kids. They just have dyslexia, autism, whatever.
Yeah.
Okay?
Yeah.
All right? But they're not going to succeed somewhere else. Okay? So you take this group, okay, and you make it work for them, and that's what you're totally focused on.
Yeah.
All right?
Yeah.
And that's why I love working with you guys, because what you do, okay, is so important, and it just makes so much sense to me. All right? And I have to ask you, just, I know you have to leave in a couple of minutes, okay? How's your reach into K-12 high schools, basically, in the state of the game, and the counselors? What's going on with that?
I'm glad you asked that question, because I was just about to say, Larry, number one, thank you for the compliment. I'll take it. Thank you for that. You know, I was just going to say to you, the lines are blurred between high school and college. The end of high school, the period between high school and college and the first year or two of college, that period is high risk for students with LD, especially the transition into college. I see that as a micro industry in and of itself. The leap from high school and the mom and dad at the kitchen table at home and all the other supports into independent college living when you are neurodivergent, that's a huge risk. And what I want to do and what we have done here is not wait till they get here on August 28th. We've reached down with our dual enrollment courses and our summer programs for high school students and now our College Start. Larry, this is a period of time which needs to be served better. And Landmark College needs to be there for these types of students. And the sooner we get to them, hey, it's a business imperative, Larry, the sooner we get to them and the families, we're turning them on to Landmark. It's got marketing collateral, too. I'll be honest with you. We want people to know about this place.
Absolutely.
And if they're not going to hear the radio ad or the digital ads, they'll remember us if they said, you know what, remember those 6 credits I earned with Landmark? That was fantastic. You know what? I'm going to go there after all, Dad. You know, that's what we're looking for.
And they'll have a good time if they do. I got to tell you, it's just a great place. It really is. And I've been there, and the kids seem to – I always say kids. They're older than kids. But
me too. They're adults, too. I got to stop doing that.
I'm just getting too old. All right. But really, it was fun to be there. You know, they're just having a great time, and they're learning stuff, and your professors know what they're doing with these students, and that's key stuff. Peter, this is great. I hope I see you guys over the summer. I'm going to try to get down there. Okay?
Yeah, come on up here. Things are loosening up here for visitors. Larry, you rock. Let us know what else we can do. I love your show.
I love working with Landmark. It's just, I just love the niche you guys fill. Take care. Go to your meeting, and I'll talk to you again soon. Thanks, Peter.
Thank you, Larry. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Peter Eden, everybody. Peter's the president of Landmark, and a better man you could not find for that job, I got to tell you. He knows what he's doing. All right, and that is a beautiful campus. I've been there. It's just so nice, and just 5 miles from Brattleboro. And if you've never been there, you should go there now that the world's opening up again. It's just great, and go check the place out. But if you have a neurodiverse child or know of one, okay, you have to look at Landmark and their offerings, and it's landmark.edu. Okay, and again, good friends of ours. All right, we're going to archive the show over at ace-n.org. I'm Larry Jacobs. Sorry for my little asthma attack at the beginning. What can I tell you? Someday I'll remember to squirt my little inhaler before the show. Someday, what can I tell you? I'm Larry Jacobs. Thanks for listening, everybody.